Vladimir Putin ordered fresh strikes on Ukrainian energy sites this week, and in the accompanying rhetoric, his government labeled Zelensky's leadership as terrorists. That framing isn't accidental, it's a legal and diplomatic positioning move. By designating Ukrainian leaders as terrorists rather than enemy combatants, Russia is attempting to delegitimize any Western negotiation framework that includes Zelensky's government as a party. It's the same rhetorical toolkit Russia has used to justify targeting civilian infrastructure for 4 years.
The energy strike campaign is entering what military analysts are calling its fourth sustained wave. Ukraine's power grid has been partially reconstructed multiple times since 2022 with Western assistance, and each reconstruction teaches both sides something. Ukraine learns where redundancy is needed. Russia learns where reconstruction has happened and recalculates targeting priorities. This is a technical arms race fought in transformers and high-voltage lines.
Meanwhile, Zelensky made a striking disclosure this week. Ukraine paused its own strikes on Moscow at the explicit request of the United States. He said this publicly, which is itself a diplomatic signal. He's not hiding the coordination, he's surfacing it, likely to remind Washington that Ukraine's restraint comes at political cost and should generate reciprocal concessions in terms of weapons or financing.
The drone campaign context is essential here. Zelensky separately warned international airlines and their insurers that Russian airspace is becoming genuinely dangerous because of Ukrainian drone saturation. Russian airports have seen operational disruptions several times this summer as Ukrainian drones reach deeper into Russian territory. When a head of state tells commercial aviation to reroute, that's not a press release. That's a formal liability warning with real consequences for insurance underwriting.
The aviation angle is something that doesn't get enough attention. If Russian airspace becomes effectively uninsurable, which is how the Lloyd's of London market thinks about this, you see a permanent rerouting of European to Asian air traffic that adds 3 to 4 hours to many routes and billions of dollars in annual fuel costs. That's a sustained economic sanction that Ukraine is imposing through drone strategy rather than diplomacy.
And then there's the Economist report on Putin's internal calculus. Their reporting suggests Putin has privately expressed fear that if the war ends without Russia securing the full Donbas region, the political consequences for him domestically could be severe. The word used in the reporting was that he fears being hanged. That's not hyperbole in the Russian political context. It reflects his understanding that Russian hardliners would view a settlement short of territorial objectives as a personal failure.
Which tells you something important about the negotiating window, or the lack thereof. If Putin genuinely believes his survival depends on holding Donbas, then any diplomatic framework that asks him to concede territory faces a structural barrier that Western pressure alone may not overcome. This is why some analysts think the path to a settlement runs through making the status quo militarily unsustainable for Russia, rather than offering face-saving diplomatic exits.
It's a grim calculation, and one that the markets are pricing in this week alongside Iran. Because both conflicts are now affecting oil supply and bond yields simultaneously.